From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. Lawmakers in Jefferson City have gotten a few more items off their plates as the end of the 2016 legislative session gets closer. Marshall Griffin has the details.
This year's sequel to 2015's municipal court bill has been passed by the Senate and is in the hands of the House. After working on traffic fines last year, the focus now is on such things as code violations. Also, legislation limiting public access to body camera videos is on its way to Governor Jay Nixon, and the Senate sent the House a bill requiring daily fantasy sports sites to be licensed by the State Gaming Commission. Meanwhile, the House is scheduled to vote on a proposed fuel tax hike Thursday. Finally, there are unconfirmed rumors that Senate GOP leaders later today will finally bring the vetoed paycheck protection bill up for an override vote. The 2016 session ends Friday. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Authorities say a young girl was hospitalized after her arm was impaled on a fence outside the Missouri Governor's Mansion. Officials said the girl was walking along the ornamental fence towards the mansion entrance when it happened. Responders cut the fence and transported the girl to a hospital with a piece still in place so doctors could remove it. KOMU reports the fourth grader was there on a school trip. Her condition wasn't immediately known. The Missouri General Assembly is close to bolstering restrictions on municipal fines. Jason Rosenbaum reports on the bid to expand an effort inspired by the unrest in Ferguson.
Missouri lawmakers last year restricted how much traffic fine revenue cities could keep in their budgets. On Tuesday, the Senate passed Senator Eric Schmidt's bill that would also curb non-traffic fines, such as housing code violations. Schmidt has said that Michael Brown's death exposed big divides between government and ordinary people. The Glendale Republican hopes these changes engender trust.
The reforms last year and this year are us listening to people on the ground and understanding that there's a great deal of desire to have some significant reforms as it relates to local government.
Schmidt's bill also makes it easier for cities to disincorporate. It needs House approval before going to Governor Jay Nixon. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri students would have to take CPR training and pass a civics exam before graduating high school under proposals that have cleared the legislature. Lawmakers voted yesterday to require high school students to answer 100 questions similar to those on the U.S. citizenship test. The questions could be included in other tests that cover American history and government institutions. Students would also have to take 30 minutes of training in CPR and first aid for choking as part of their health or physical education classes. The proposals now go to the governor for approval. The Missouri Senate briefly debated expanding Medicaid yesterday. The proposal would have been to a bill dealing with benefit limits for the elderly, blind, and disabled. Democrat Jill Shoup of St. Louis County says it would help the working poor who make too much money to qualify for Medicaid.
These are people who, like you and I do, get sick, have emergencies, have problems, and at this point in time, they're forced to do things like go to the emergency room because they can't afford to go to a doctor. They can't afford insurance. They can't get their co-pays paid for.
Republicans said other states that have expanded Medicaid have seen their costs go up without any new jobs being created. The amendment was voted down on party lines. The legislature has passed a grant program aimed at attracting conventions to Missouri. The House voted yesterday to create a $3 million a year fund to help cover the costs of large conventions. The grant covers up to half of a convention's expenses, or $1 million, whichever is less. Conventions would have to draw at least half their attendees from out of state, and the anticipated sales tax revenue from the event would have to surpass the amount of the grant. Bill sponsor Caleb Rowden says other states' financial incentives make them more attractive for conventions than Missouri. The Columbia Republican said this legislation would help level the playing field. The Senate passed the bill in April, and it now goes to the governor. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.